This goes to Dr. Susan Hoag. It's H-O-A-G. Fax is 989-629-8145 regarding Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Miller, M like Mary, I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth 6/18/1956. Dear Dr. Hoag, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Miller with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was June 9th of this year. The patient received her flu and pneumonia vaccines together, and she did become rather ill after within 24 hours of receiving the shots. She was unable to eat. She did have nausea with dry heaves, and she actually didn't vomit anything, no diarrhea, but that lasted for several days and then did resolve spontaneously. And she is feeling much better, but she did manage to have her lab studies done just as she was recovering from this illness, and her creatinine level was significantly higher than usual. She's feeling much better today, and she does have labs that will need to be done for your office within the next 2 weeks. And so we will take the time to recheck her creatinine level and renal function and CBC at that time. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia currently. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No chest pain or palpitations. No current dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications, I want to highlight the low-dose lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Metformin has been discontinued, and that would be appropriate with GFR less than 30. Trulicity, 1.5 milligram weekly, and Jardiance is 10 milligrams daily. Physical exam, weight, 236 pounds, a 7-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse is 72. Oxygen saturation 96% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 80. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender without ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, the most recent labs were done November 25th, 2025. Creatinine had gone from the range of 1.4 to 1.5 up to 2.67, with estimated GFR down to 19, previous levels 39 to 40. And glucose was 326, calcium is 10.6, sodium 135, potassium was 5.3, carbon dioxide 23, and hemoglobin was 13.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4 recently, a chronic kidney disease. We suspect that the recent increase in creatinine was secondary to being very ill after having the flu and pneumonia vaccines. So we are going to have those labs rechecked in 2 weeks. And hopefully those will be back to baseline. If not, further investigation will be done and evaluation. Two, hypertension is currently at goal. Three, diabetic nephropathy. Recently, blood sugar levels were also higher, and that will be rechecked with the renal panel in 2 weeks. And the patient will have labs usually every 3 months thereafter if she stays at the stage 3B range of chronic kidney disease. They will be monthly. They will be done monthly if she's remains with stage 4 chronic kidney disease levels. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.